be tough, like say Zach Parise. I mean, that's the guy that makes all the money, one of the guys that makes top dollar, working his ass off, mm-hmm. getting his teeth kicked in and his cheeks opened wide by the pucks and sticks, and he's still in the corners digging it out and finding a way to stay on the ice. All that while losing his father. Okay, so he's tough. He's showing. He's leading by example. And the younger guys, I think, started taking to it along with Dubnyk arriving at about the same time. Joe Mauer needs to toughen up. He has a great opportunity this year to turn everything around, and he only has to do one thing. Just whatever it is, stay out there, give him everything he's got. Don't spend any more time in the ice tub. If you have to, you have to. If you're hurting that bad, you have to. But get the hell back on the field and show everyone you want to be back out there.
Attitude's everything. Might possibly be the most boring human being of all time. Just by the way he talks about.
Yes.
I'm excited to be part of this.
I can't believe he's so good in sports. And that's all you ever hear about Joe Mauer is how incredible he was in high school.
Was.
Incredible. And baseball. He has the numbers. He has the accolades and everything else that, well, he had. But he had that same personality the whole way, too. I've never seen an athlete have that much ability and the ability to make great plays and to do things at a high level and yet be so passive and so nonchalant. Anyway, if he was...
It was God-given ability because, as we know and discussed several times, though Mike Berardino disagrees with us as of late... He didn't take any swings, didn't work out in the offseason. He just he would do minimal workouts, and then he would get back in shape as spring training started, and I think that was his problem.
Who told us, though, that he was a workaholic, though?
Berardino. Our guy, Mike Berardino.
Make up your mind. Which is he? Yeah. So he takes off some time. I understand. You need to let your body rest, and if it's been beat up and torn up, apparently, which... That's what he's going with.
It's baseball.
Yeah, I was going to say. I started training with Burke a week after the season was over.
Yeah.
Every year.
That's what athletes should do, probably. Question for you. Talk a lot. We don't have a lot of time. Red Hot Wild, brutal schedule coming up next five games. They host Anaheim tomorrow, on the road against St. Louis Saturday, Nashville Tuesday, then back home against the Washington Capitals with Alex Ovechkin, then St. Louis again. Five games. In the next, 7 days. Since Dubnyk was traded to the Wild, he started every single game, surging the Wild, helping them get into playoff contention, which they are now. Is the top priority for the rest of the season for the Minnesota Wild to find opportunities to give the Dubinator an occasional night of rest the way the rest... I mean, because if he's not rested, our team's screwed. If he's not good, if he's not playing up to his ability, we're screwed.
I think there's a lot that you have to read into in what you just said. Is that you can make it to the playoffs by playing him every night and doing a pretty good job and maybe winning a couple extra games that you would have otherwise not won because Dubnyk is in the game.
Dubnyk.
I said Dubnyk.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's an outstanding player, but if you show up and you make it into the playoffs and you have nothing left and he has nothing left physically, you're going to be one and done. That's not the idea. That's not what we built this team for. They want to progress and survive and advance.
For sure. And this is a
team. So I think you do. I think it's a fine line.
Yeah.
A really fine line as to where and when and how much time you give him.
But this is a team that, honest to goodness, from what we've seen here since the All-Star break, I'm convinced could win the Stanley Cup. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here and it's our favorite hockey team. This team is good.
Record-wise,
they're the best team in the NHL since the All-Star break. They have more points right now than they ever have in franchise history at this point of the season.
At this point.
Not ever, but at this point of the season. They are on fire. They have a roster that is deep. They continue to make trades to bring in guys that
and the three that are coming back. Carter looks like he could come back. Zucker could come back. Mm-hmm. Cook could come back and be there just in time for the playoffs.
Oh, God, this team is going to be awesome.
It could really be. So it does... Depend an awful lot on how much you rest Dubnyk.
I have a halfie. And a half questions at 4:30. My halfie for you. One word when it comes to, let's see here. One word when it comes to Michael Johnson, who the Minnesota Vikings are targeting in free agency, was recently cut by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After 1 year, after signing a four-year, $44 million contract. Michael
one
Johnson.
One word. Prospect.
That's it?
That's all you can give him.
That's it?
Well, there's a reason for him being available. Yeah.
That's it?
Let's hope that Mike...
In Cincinnati, though.
Okay, so let's hope that Mike Zimmer can rekindle what apparently he does not have it, at least right now. And I understand, too, playing down in Tampa Bay and kind of what they have down there, Lovie Smith and Leslie Frazier, they don't exactly have people lined up in the right places all the time. Let's see what he's got. Potential. Instead of prospect, potential. Okay. Let's see him reach that potential again.
I like that. We signed Sean Hill. We'll hear from him next, but we'll talk about NFL free agency. And then after that, Adrian Peterson, the latest and the rumors and the innuendo about teams taking an aggressive run at him. DeMarco Murray obviously signing with the Philadelphia Eagles already
today. Big money,
today,
good money.
Leaving the Dallas Cowboys without a running back.
He doubled what was tendered to him by the Cowboys, by the way.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, $42 million over five.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers rumored to be putting together an aggressive package. We'll talk about all that stuff coming up.
Come on back, everybody. Radioactive Sports.
The time here was done. I was basically out of ball. He's the one that brought me to San Francisco. He stood on the table to get me there. Really played a big part in and continuing my career. Had a lot of respect for him going into that, but gained even more after that year. And I've always followed him, and any chance I've had a chance to talk to him, I've certainly taken that.
We have a chance, a second chance. Well, so leave yourself alone. We'll come out of the bathroom. I mean, you're done in there. I mean, it looks like you've bruised yourself up enough. Get out here. Thanks, Ben.
I've handled the mic. Dozens of balls.
Of course you have. Deflated a few of them as well.
You need serious professional help.
Why don't you tell me something I don't know? Sean Hill, by the way.
Yes.
We'll have a chance to meet him and know him again for the second time. His second tenure of duty here with the Minnesota Vikings. He is an impressive guy. He really is a good guy, one of the good guys.
I had no idea for his, he had a mass call, what do you call those, when you talk to a bunch of people from the media, those calls, conference call or something like that, but yeah. He was talking to the media and he said a webinar? Sure. No, I don't think that's it by any means, but he played college in Maryland.
I did not know that.
Was undrafted, but he said that North Turner, I believe, was coaching for the Washington Racists at the time.
Oh, he was?
And
stepped across the street and saw him play a little
and
bit.
So they've had this connection. And then when he left the Minnesota Vikings, he said he was basically out of football, like that clip just said. And North Turner said, wait a second here. I think you're super talented. Can you come in here? We've got this young rookie quarterback, Alex Smith. We've got Trent Dilfer in here. Mm-hmm. We could really use another guy that really gets it from the X's and O's part to come in here and help bring Alex Smith along. And so he said, like that clip just said, North Turner revitalized his career, and he's happy to be back here. He said he's already reached out and had a conversation. In fact, as soon as he signed his contract, about, I think he said, 3 to 5 minutes later, Teddy Bridgewater, boom, calls him on a cell phone.
I believe it.
Ted Bridgewater.
Well, Ted, you know Ted's going to do that.
I love Ted.
And you're going to like Sean Hill. I think everyone's going to really like Sean Hill, and we've said it, I don't know how many times on this show, he comes to play, too. I mean, he expects to play well. If the starting quarterback goes down, he is the ultimate football attitude. And the kind of attitude you have to have when you're a backup quarterback is, I know my position. I know my role on this team. Ted's going to lead the way. If he goes down, he gets knocked out of this game, I'm going to go in and I'm going to finish the job that he started. And I'm going to win. He's a gamer. Mm. I respect him a lot. He's been around a long time. I think he's played, it must be 13, 14 years. But anyway, Sean Hill, I think that's a good pickup. If you're going to lose Matt Cassel, that's a good pickup.
No,
it's a solid pickup.
It's the best thing they could have done.
I think it's a good pick. I really do.
When it comes to the rest of the Minnesota Vikings and what they've done or what they're going to do in free agency, it looks more and more like they're going to keep Adrian Peterson. Obviously, we'll talk about that next. He's going to have possibly another meeting by the end of the week here. But Michael Johnson visiting, just cut by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will visit here by the end of the week. His first free agent visit.
Is what we want to know is the reason. Why was he cut?
Scheme. Had to be scheme.
Yeah.
And it's...
You said the outside shade, the nine technique.
The wide nine or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why that matters. I really don't know why that matters.
Vikings cornerback, this just in, just came up on my phone. Captain Munnerlyn now has confidence he'll return to the Minnesota Vikings after expressing concern in December that he'd get cut. Remember that? We talked about that a little while.
And he very openly said that quite possibly could have been my worst season, and I had trouble trying to pick up the defense. I had trouble trying to learn this defense and to actually apply it on the field. So he was very open about it. He owned it.
Jordan Cameron, going back to the Cleveland Browns, 2 years, $15 million deal. That tight end we all love so much.
He's a good talented player, really talented player.
But back to the Minnesota Vikings and what they're doing. Michael Johnson coming in. Captain Munnerlyn now has confidence in being back next season. And Raheem Moore, the safety from the Denver Broncos, decided to sign somewhere else. Minnesota Vikings are not in on him.
Where'd he sign?
Why did you ask me that question?
I just wanted to make life difficult for you. But I think he would have been a good prospect
yes!
as well. What about
Raheem Moore, 3-year, $12 million deal, Houston Texans.
They're loading up.
Everybody's loading up.
They're kind of loading up for Bear, aren't they?
Except the Minnesota Viking.
If we can just get Clowney all healed up and everything from that pit bull attack.
Unbelievable.
It was in the sillier side of sports where one of the players apparently had to break into his own Ford 250. I guess, and the dog attacked Clowney and bit him. So Clowney's jacked up again. Good for him. That's just great. I hope that this, that now, oh, God, yeah, I guess.
Adrian Claiborne no longer serious,
I'm
by the way.
That. I'm looking at that.
Vikings calling Adrian Claiborne.
Trent Richardson, wow.
He was cut.
Waived by the Colts. I mean, are you kidding me?
2 years after they gave a first-round draft pick to the Cleveland Browns, that same week the Cleveland Browns came here to the Minnesota, the Vikings, and played at the Metrodome, and then completely just blew us out of the water.
What did the Browns know? They just knew that he wasn't going to turn out, whatever the case, and they got rid of him. Unbelievable.
Someone close to the situation, this from Chris Thomason, says Mike Zimmer knows how to use Michael Johnson, quote, better than anyone and how to use him all over the place. Get him in here.
Who said that?
Chris Thomason destroyed
He knows. If anyone knows, he knows. He digs right in. Hell, he knows Nelson Peterson. Let's take a little break and come on back and we'll talk a little Adrian Peterson. Right on the phone. We're going to call him on the phone.
No.
You're showing me a phone call right here.
God, you're the Aaron Hicks of radio sometimes. No, let me.
Why did you do that? Why did you do what you just did?
Because anybody's welcome to call and talk about Adrian Peterson. With what's going on, there's a possible meeting. Now there are conflicting reports. Adrian Peterson is supposed to be meeting with the Vikings by the end of the week.
Give us a call. Let's
and now he's not, or he is, or something. The Pioneer Press says he is. Somebody else says he's not.
Let's try to decide. With the callers. I'm inviting you to call 651-989-9105. That's 651-989-9105. If you'd like to call and debate what the hell is going to happen with Adrian Peterson.
Sure. And the best caller, I believe we have a pair of tickets to the WCHA Final Five Championship game Sunday. Best caller.
Oh, bitch.
Best caller with the best information or the best take will get those tickets. 651-989-9105.
Radioactive Sports.
In that pitch from the Vikings to try to get Adrian Peterson comfortable again with the state and with the team. If you're wondering some potential destinations, keep an eye on the Dallas Cowboys. Keep an eye on the Arizona Cardinals, who do plan to add a running back in the draft. But Peterson, of course, would change all of those plans. So stay tuned on Peterson, still a member of the Vikings. Hasn't been released yet. Hasn't requested a trade yet. All options are on the table.
So nothing changes.
So basically,
it's right where it was before.
It didn't really give us any
same money. Exact thing, same status.
Love that guy though, Ian Rappaport.
No, he definitely gets to the bottom of it. If anyone knows, he knows. Something comes up, and Ian's got breaking news. Put everything down and listen to him because he does stay connected to the right people. It's good information.
651-989-9105. That's our phone number. We're talking to Adrian Peterson. What's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? Supposedly, according to the Pioneer Press, Adrian Peterson will meet with Vikings brass again by the end of this week. Star Tribune is saying that is not true. Pioneer Press says it'll be by the end of the week. Star Tribune says the Pioneer Press is making up things.
Well, Nelson Peterson said end of the week.
That's right. Nelson Peterson did say it. And he's the dad of Adrian Peterson. If anybody would know, it's Nelson Peterson. He's the one that we're getting all this information from.
You would think so, yes.
So anyway, that's going on. I still don't think Adrian Peterson's going anywhere. I woke up this morning to what I just reported in the news flash that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are putting together an aggressive push to get him. And then all of a sudden, DeMarco Murray signs with the Philadelphia Eagles.
How about that?
Leaving the Dallas Cowboys without a running back.
He rekindles the conversation with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
It looked like he was going cold on the thought that he would bring Murray in there. He's got the big game plan, the big splash that Chip Kelly has been raising throughout the entire league, and eyebrows have been raised.
So either now, Adrian, going back to the meeting with the Wilfs and Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, After all those meetings, I think that they, the Vikings organization, are telling Adrian Peterson, $12.75 million, you're going to play here for the Minnesota Vikings. We want you. We paid you $8 million to sit out last year. You're coming back. We're going to play you. We want you back here. This is what's going to happen. Whether Adrian Peterson says he's uneasy or he wants to go someplace else, that's up to him. But the Vikings want to keep him. I think they're going to keep him. However, with all this changing, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers supposedly putting together this aggressive push, the Dallas Cowboys now a playoff team, just very close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now without a running back, the leading rusher in the NFL, did they put together some unbelievable deal forcing the Vikings' hand to say, this is an opportunity we can't pass up? I know it's Adrian Peterson, but what you're offering is unbelievable, and we have to take it. Is that even a possibility?
It is. It absolutely is. What is more strange, though, is that Murray didn't come here, and we didn't accept a contract worth $8 million a year and cut the contract of Adrian Peterson and trade him straight down to Dallas. I mean, for whatever. I mean, Jerry doesn't want to spend a lot of money. Obviously, he would have paid Murray that kind of money, but the Eagles got him for $8.5 million a year. Why don't we make a play at it?
I'm sure his agent inquired, don't you think?
Well, I would think so, but Adrian, they still hadn't decided what they were going to do with Adrian.
I think they have decided what they're going to do with Adrian.
Well, but not then, though. In retrospect, we know that. Why the Vikings didn't spend the $8.5 million, trade him to Dallas the way he wants to go? We don't want to. Maybe that's it.
They don't want to send him to Dallas.
That would make sense. But you could have gotten it done and fairly cheaply. And he said he would have restructured his contract. And so I don't know what's going to happen. Anything. Call us. I mean, 651-989-9105. If we're missing an angle or what could possibly happen to Adrian Peterson, call us. We'd love to hear from you.
Got a bunch of callers on the line. We'll go to the first one, Joey from Cambridge. You're on 105 The Ticket. Joey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I know exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. He's going to go to Arizona, and Arizona's going to put a deal together for the 24th pick overall and Darrell Washington. And then, because with the line they just got, they have the second best line in the NFL now, other than Dallas. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Why Darrell Washington?
Well, because he's going to have a new contract after this year. Minnesota's looking for a middle linebacker. And I think that's what they're going to do.
Well, I mean, you know what? That is not out of the question. It's not out of the question. And we hear that Tampa Bay is putting an aggressive offer together to acquire Adrian Peterson in trade. But the Arizona Cardinals would be a good fit for him as well.
Especially with that line.
With Iupati coming down from San Francisco to join that line. I mean, it does make them really good really quick.
All right.
I agree with that.
Yeah, no, that's a good take. Remember, best caller with the best take on the Adrian Peterson situation.
He has to come in here and sit on my lap.
Okay. That.
No.
WCHA Final Five Championship game tickets next Saturday, the 21st, at the XL Energy Center. Let's go to Lucas from Buffalo. Let's hope he's on this one. 41 is just dropping the ball like crazy.
Yeah,
Lucas?
Well, funny enough.
All right. Hey, guys. Am I the only one who heard that if Jerome Felton left, that meant Adrian Peterson was not coming back? Or was I just hearing, am I just beating a dead horse there?
It's a good thought process to think that if they're not going to go with a fullback formation and they're getting rid of that, they're cutting dead weight there, that maybe perhaps, but I think that Adrian Peterson works about as well out of a single back set as he does. He likes to run for his own daylight. It was nice to have Felton, but they weren't using him that much. I mean, Adrian was killing people just by himself back there.
But the year he rushed for over 2,000 yards, it was right behind Jerome Felton.
I understand.
And then you read all those articles about
that he wasn't behind him, too.
Well, yeah. The Buffalo Bills whined and dined. He flew him on a Learjet and just paid him more money, I want to say, than he got here at the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I think they were phasing him out. He was lucky to make the team last year the way it was sounding down there at training camp last year.
He told the Pioneer Press, who we've got some good friends over there, that the Minnesota Vikings told him, once you get your best offer, come back to us and see if we'll match it. He did, after he got what he got offered from Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills, and the Vikings said, hey, man, that's great.
That's
for
good
you.
Money.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Absolutely.
Best to you.
And I don't know, but it's a good theory because, you know, as you get older in this league as a running back, you would like to have someone lead the way. As far as taking some of that pounding off of you and softening things up at the point of attack, obviously.
Let's try Chris from Woodbury on the AP situation. Hey, Chris, you're on 105 The Ticket. What do you have?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I don't know.
We're good.
Fine, I guess.
all right, you know what? I think it's payback time, not just for the Vikings, but for every sports team in Minnesota that's always coming up on the short end of the stick. Mm-hmm. I say we trade Adrian Peterson and do to Dallas what they did to us when we got Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
We just stick it to them. We get players, we get draft picks, season tickets to the Dallas games. I think we'll go for it all.
I agree with you on that one, but Jerry Jones would have to be awfully creative to try and put a deal together. Now, he could dump a lot of players because he needs to get under the cap. He's in big trouble with cap money.
What players down there does he have that you really, really want?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Pick out a player.
Murray would have been pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
But
at $8 million, though, I mean, it's so much money.
I don't want to do any dealing with Dallas.
No, I don't want.
I don't want anyone like Adrian Peterson going and rushing for the Dallas Cowboys behind that offensive line.
There's anybody I hate more than the Packers. Well, as much as the Packers, I should say, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Adrian's going to have some good football left in him too. I mean, you don't want to have a good Viking squad show up in the playoffs and, oh, by the way, there's Adrian Peterson running behind that Dallas Cowboy offensive line looking right at you.
It's risk management at this point. How many years does he have left? And one more knee shot, you know what he's done.
Yeah, probably so. Well, with him, who knows, though. Good call, though. It's a good call. And Jerry Jones, we've said it before, if he wants to make it happen, he is just the guy that would do something like this. Al Davis, if he was still alive, he would try to make this kind of thing work. Al Davis made Bo Jackson work for only 8 games a year.
The way that the Jacksonville Jaguars are bulking up on their players, and the way that you see that the Oakland Raiders like players like Adrian Peterson, you'd think that one of those teams would be a prime situation for the Minnesota Vikings to send him out of the NFC, to send him to a team that's not very good,
right,
and a team that can send us back draft picks or things that matter, things that we want as we continue to grow the team.
The Raiders are going to be good quick,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of money on the right kinds of players. Yeah. Jacksonville, too. It depends on what their quarterback from last year, the first player taken. Please help me with his name, though.
Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, it was. Actually, he
Blake
was
Bortles.
There. No, Bartley. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Blake Bortles. So. Real quick, Chad from Elk River. You're on 105 The Ticket. What's up, Chad?
Yeah, I got a take on Adrian Peterson.
Sure.
I think we're going to get stuck with him, and I don't know how that's going to fare with the team. He's like that popular kid in high school, the star, everybody looks up to, but then he does something wrong, and the people that didn't like him so much are now really not liking him, and now he's holding back on us and saying he doesn't want to be here, and who's to say he's going to play as hard as even if we have him? Because he's
going to
throw a fit like he does all the time.
That'd be a tough pill to swallow.
But the only person that looks bad if Adrian Peterson's dogging it is Adrian Peterson, and that's the one thing that he has is ego.
The one thing he would never do is dog it.
Yeah.
He just, I don't think it's in his vocabulary.
And I think the team wants him back.
I think that if you put him on the field, he's going to run hard. I mean, that's who he is. That's what he is.
Players, coaches, management, everybody wants him back. I don't think there's any problem there. Yeah. We have to take a break because we got to go to Jim Rich. But who wins the WCHA tickets for the best take on Adrian Peterson? Is it Chad, who we just talked to, who says that he's a little worried about what's going to happen in the locker room? Is it Joey from Cambridge, who said he's going to be traded to the Arizona Cardinals for a first-round draft pick, and Darrell Washington, the linebacker, or
good thought.
Chris from Woodbury, whatever Chris said, I don't remember. It wasn't very good, I don't think.
It was pretty good, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Huh? It's the thought about the fullback, right?
That's right.
Had the fullback take.
That's right.
It wasn't a bad take. I think he may end up in Arizona. I really do. I can't understand what? Tampa Bay, so that would be the second.
No, that was the first guy.
Well, you just announced it as the second guy, so I went in your order. Slappy. The guy who had the Arizona take. Tell 41 Joey, over there. It was the second option you gave me, so I went with B. Anyway, that was,
I
think, a pretty
Hicks
good take.
I'm the radio these days.
What's
today
that?
Today I'm the Aaron Hicks of radio. Congratulations to Joey going to WCHA Final Five championship game.
Enjoy.
Saturday the 21st.
Enjoy.
Got to go.
Jim Rich is up next, and he had better be there or he's cut. Come on back. Jim Rich, everybody. That's who we normally bring aboard right about this time, just to bring it home strong. And it's been really, really difficult for us and Jim Rich, because he's been under the weather, and it's been hard for him to be strong for us.
No,
but,
no,
but he's fought. He's fought his way through.
Back.
Well, he's a grinder. Listen to that voice right there, everybody. That's the Jim Rich we wanted.
Yeah, that's a guy we know and love for sure. He's back to full strength and looking just beautiful on the Fox 9 TV station.
Oh, yeah. He's dapper.
Oh.
Dapper.
It's amazing what they can do with technology to make you look presentable.
Who was that lady that was doing traffic? Not the normal blonde girl, not Kelsey, but the brown-haired girl last week. My God, where'd you find her?
You know what? I wasn't up for the morning show that day, but apparently I should have been.
Holy smokes! She was,
really?
Oh my.
Gracious.
Oh my.
Wow.
Jim, can we invite...
I can investigate for you guys.
She's way
out of my league. She belongs in a movie or something. She is, I mean, just...
Really?
Wow. Almost like a Barbie, brown-haired Barbie. Just...
Wow.
I mean, ba-bam, and the thing, and the woo-hoo, and the ee, and the... All that stuff.
You're just filthy, Flarth and Phil. He's just filthy today. Just unbelievably just beside himself over this gal. I need to simmer him down and pour some cold water on him, Jim, but we need to get to sports. We can't continue on like this.
But here's the deal, Jim. There wasn't a Wild game last night. There's not a Wild game tonight. What do we do with ourselves? What do we talk to you about?
I don't know. What do you think? DeMarco Murray and Philly?
What amazing. Do you think?
Where do the Cards play now? Nelson Peterson tells the Pioneer Press that they're going to have another meeting, and the Vikings say, no, we're not.
So that was a nasty rumor started by old Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson threw that one out there, and the Vikings told the beat writers that, no, we're good. We don't have anything scheduled.
Wow. So I guess they're taking their time and waiting back from some teams. I would think that I'm just guessing that together for different teams and weighing into different options that teams may be presenting the Vikings with in terms of a trade or whatnot. But I have to think that's why the holding pattern.
I would think so. Yeah, I mean they're trying to see if they can scare somebody into making an offer, I guess. And Dallas, the beat writers there say that. Cowboys are fine, that they're not really looking for a replacement, and may look into the draft to find a replacement. So this may drag out past the draft.
Everybody's playing hardball because everybody wants to get the best deal. The Vikings want to get as much as they possibly can if they're going to trade Adrian Peterson, which I still don't think is anything that they want to do unless they're bowled over by some sort of proposal by whatever team it may be. And waking up this morning in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan site, and a beat writer down there was saying that, according to them, the front office has discussed internally about Adrian Peterson because they're one of the five teams Adrian Peterson said he'd go to, that at some point they're going to put together an aggressive push and package to land Adrian Peterson.
Right. Well, I mean, and the other thing, Dallas, okay, so if you look at the Dallas situation, because that's ground zero, the Vikings would love to have the Cowboys step up to the plate, because then that would get, if Tampa Bay is going to throw together an offer, they'll have to top Dallas, get a bidding war started for this guy. But the Cowboys, they turned their back on Murray at $8 million a year. Why would they pay Adrian $12.5 million to have him if they thought paying $8 million for Murray was too much money? I don't know if Dallas is really interested in Adrian, and Adrian's certainly not going to take a pay cut, I don't think, to go home, because he took a haircut last year with all the endorsements he lost, and the games that he sat out, he lost those game checks. So he's not going to back down. He wants the Vikings to pay him, you know, his salary and maybe get a new contract out of him. So I don't know. It maybe the groundswell for Adrian and what he thought everybody thought of him is starting to erode a little bit.
Well, you know, it's also, I think, just interesting to note that if we wanted to dump, Peterson somehow, one way or another, and make a trade, and I think probably Dallas is probably the reason why they didn't, is that they could have found that running back they would have been looking for with Murray at $8 million. That's what he went to Philadelphia for, a little over $8 million a year. Restructure Adrian's deal, send him to Dallas, and they beef it up with incentives to the point where he's back to where he was, and everyone's fine. But I don't know why it didn't happen. It didn't, obviously. And just to think that we could have parted with that kind of money and still picked up the running back at $8 million, which is significantly cheaper than Adrian Peterson. I scratch my head on that one.
So you're saying the Vikings should have got into the Murray sweepstakes, grab him.
Yeah. Well, he went for $8 million. I thought he was going to go for 10 or so. I mean, why would
I thought it was going to be higher.
I did too. So why wouldn't you go 8 like the Eagles did with him over 5 years, $42 million? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because you look at the statistics over the last 5 to 10 years, the last decade, for rushers that lead the league in carries. And how their numbers drop off the next year.
Well,
and it's not like DeMarco Murray is that much younger than Adrian Peterson. He's just a couple years younger. So why invest that much money?
Significantly cheaper.
Well, significantly, $4 million when you have a couple of guys like Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata, who were 10th in the league in rushing last year at 4.4 yards per carry. You might the draft is packed, just stock full of running backs this
Agreed.
Year. And there are still free agents available out there that you could go out and get for much cheaper than $8 million.
But obviously.
Like Stephen Ridley, we've talked about. The Vikings have shown interest. He's coming
ACL,
up to ACL, MCL.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Forsett today signed a 3-year, $12 million
deal. If you're looking for an NFL veteran with equity in the league, and just a rushing leader last year, that would be something you'd want to look at.
But I don't think the Vikings are looking, unless it's Adrian Peterson, I don't think the Vikings are looking at a running back that is going to carry the load. If Adrian Peterson's not coming back here, they're looking for a three-headed monster type guy.
I don't know about that. I think Asiata's short yardage goal line.
Perfect.
I think that McKinnon is Sproles.
Yep,
he's
perfect.
He's that kind of guy coming out of the backfield and getting a swing pass from time to time. I think that the bell cow.
You just need a pounder. A guy that runs between the tackles.
Yeah.
And you got that three-headed monster. Boom. Jim?
Right, but who is that guy?
That's the thing.
I mean, Murray would be that guy. I mean, it all depends on what kind of offense they want to build. Because, okay, you said they finished 10th last year in rushing, 4.4 yards. That's all the farther they went every carry. Whether there was somebody there, there was no, 50-yard runs mm-hmm. out of those running backs. Even if you let them run free, they wouldn't get 50 yards because of the speed factor. I mean, McKinnon has a little bit of that, but it doesn't seem like he can break a lot of tackles. Asiata breaks the tackle, but then he's done. It doesn't go any farther than that. It's not like when Adrian would break a tackle, all of a sudden everybody came out of their seats because they know he could go.
Yeah, but we've been spoiled by Adrian Peterson. Well, there aren't Adrian Petersons out there. There aren't running backs like him.
Asiata is niftier, I think, than what most people think he is. I mean, he did break so he broke some longer runs. He did, and he's pretty decent after the catch. He actually lined up. He put together some really nice long plays for the Vikings after he caught a football, but I think he had one or two really long runs, too. He doesn't have the finishing speed. There's no question about that, but he makes his money on the goal line. That is one of the more determined backs I've seen in a long time as far as getting the ball into the end zone. When you're down
absolutely.
On that 2-3-4-yard line, I mean, he's devastating. He really is a powerful kid.
I'm not debating his worth. I think he's fantastic.
I know you do. And I just think that why pay three guys to do what Murray could do?
Because it would still be less expensive than the $8 million that you have to pay one guy.
What I'm saying is, I mean, if you're paying three of these guys, you're still looking for your third.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to have to be a pretty decent player.
Sure, but all three of them will still be less expensive because you've got Jerick McKinnon, a third-round draft pick, still on his rookie deal. One-year deal for Matt Asiata, worth about $1 million mm-hmm. with incentives. So you could spend $6 million on a guy and still have three different guys.
If you go with Ozzie Newsome's theory on running backs, you can find someone. Ozzie's never worried about signing a running back
Neither
in Baltimore.
The Broncos.
And they just go find a kid that's willing to run hard. Forsett is still out there, too. Why not just go get him?
He signed, I believe.
Oh, he did sign today.
3-year contract. And have re-signed with the Baltimore Ravens.
I think that in this day and age, you have some athletes coming out now that are trained up and ready to play in the NFL at running back. And you can kind of go out and just get yourself one. Can they pass block? Who knows?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Jim Rich from Fox 9. Two quick questions before we go. The Green Bay Packers reportedly interested in Percy Harvin. How would you feel if Percy Harvin went to the Green Bay Packers? And How? What are your thoughts on the Chicago Bears signing Antrell Roll, safety, 3-year contract? Somebody I thought the Vikings should take a look at. I want to say he's 30 years old. They also signed Eddie Royal yesterday, the wide receiver from the San Diego Chargers. What are your thoughts on what's happening with Chicago and Green Bay?
Chicago, as long as Jay Cutler's there, I'm really not worried about them being a threat in the division. It's a situation where they tried to trade him. Nobody would bite on that contract, so the Bears came out, well, I think yesterday it said that, oh, he's our guy. He's been our guy all along. I don't think that's going to sit too well with that offense. They could bring in some more pieces, but as long as the centerpiece of that offense is a big a disaster as he was last year, and if he puts up a performance like that again, there's no worry on what happens in the midway. Percy Harvin would be a very interesting cat. You know, it must be something that he really can do to pollute a locker room. No one has really come out and said, I mean, Vikings have said, you know, a little bit, players off the record tell you some things, and we know some of the stories where he's throwing things around and having it out with, of all people, Leslie Frazier. I mean, how could you ever raise your voice around Leslie Frazier? And, you know, he's went through Seattle where it's the hip, cool college atmosphere and everybody's your friend and peace, love, and let's win football and rah-rah. But he didn't work out there. Then he goes to the Jets, a team that's desperate for stars and the star power, and it falls apart there for him. They just say goodbye. They didn't even bother trying to trade him. They just cut him. So if he ends up in Green Bay, you know, maybe. I just don't understand why he's such a problem child. Because when he speaks with the media and the interactions we've had, he seems like a nice guy. But obviously there's some other things at work there, and that's really what I think has derailed his NFL career. And maybe if he knows that he's on his last lifeline, he'll fly right, because he's a dynamic player between the stripes. There's no doubt about that.
I was just going to say the same thing. I mean, if you know that you're on your last leg, you better straighten up or you're going to be out of a lot of really big money. Jim Rich, thank you very much. And we'll contact you tomorrow one more time, and hopefully you'll be good enough to join us.
I'd be more than happy to. It would be my pleasure.
Hopefully you'll put up with us one more time. We love having you on.
Yeah.
No, it's putting up with me, because you guys are the stars.
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm just a bit player on the phone.
That's not
true. When you need to take a break.
We only have one superstar. He's the Mike Morris, and the rest of us are those bit players, like you said, Jim. But you're much more of a superstar level. But thank you. We'll watch you on Fox 9 every chance we can get. You on the news, 5, 6, 10. 9, 9, 10, niner. They catch a niner in there.
10:35 or the now segment.
And you're on all the time.
I'm never on anymore. But anyway,
well, you'll probably be this week. You probably will be this week.
Yeah, give me a ring. Give me a ring. I'll stop by.
All right.
Whatever it takes. All right. There he goes. Jim Rich, everybody. We're going to come back and talk about the division, how it's stacking up before the draft. And we'll probably break it down again, of course, after the draft. But let's just walk Percy Harvin around the north. See where that would be a good fit. Why wouldn't the Lions with Calvin Johnson? Wow, wouldn't that be something? Let's come on back and talk the talk around the NFC North and see how teams are stacking up, who they're losing, who they're picking up. Call us, 651-989-9105. 651-989-9105. Right here, Radioactive Sports. Indeed it is. It's Radioactive Sports. Right here at 105 The Ticket. We've asked the callers
to help out,
and we have a lot of people that would like to talk a little Viking football. I also threw out there the Percy Harvin scenario of walking him through the remainder of the NFC North that he hasn't visited thus far. He's already been through Minnesota. I wonder what would happen if he had gone to Chicago, if he would think about Chicago, Detroit, or Green Bay. Word is that he might visit Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay's interested.
That's
so are the Patriots.
Dangerous.
So are the Buffalo Bills. Haven't heard about the Chicago Bears or the Detroit Lions, but you bring up a good point about the Detroit Lions having, they already have Golden Tate, or they're paying a bunch of money to, obviously, Calvin Johnson. But they're losing Reggie Bush, who's thinking about maybe even possibly going back to the New Orleans Saints, so they'd have some money there to bring him in. That would be dangerous. But it to have Jay Cutler and Percy Harvin in the same locker room, two head cases, two nut jobs.
Imagine that. At least Brandon Marshall's gone.
That would be awesome. Tons of callers want to talk about your topic here of the NFC North, by the way. Is that all right?
Let's go right ahead and get to them. Who do we have first?
John from Minneapolis. Hey, John, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good. Everyone's doing good around here. What's your question?
Hey, I want to talk about Adrian Peterson. If the Vikings do trade him, I hope they trade him to the Cleveland Browns.
Amen, brother.
Both their number one picks. And I think that would give the Vikings, they could get the receiver. They could go and grab the running back from Georgia that got hurt.
Todd Gurley?
Yes. And then that leaves them open to either move down or move up or to pick up a linebacker. And AP would be in the city of Jim Brown, and he can rock and roll and do his things, and I think they both come out winners.
And it would just cost the Cleveland Browns.
They have two of them.
I know it, but that's what I'm saying. And he said both of them, right?
Yes, and the Vikings give up their draft pick. Give up their number one and take Cleveland's number ones.
So Cleveland gets to move up, I believe, a couple of spots because both of their picks are behind the Vikings. Aren't they? I think so
due to who they had draft picks that were owed them from a year
Buffalo.
Before that.
Because Buffalo traded all these draft picks for Sammy Watkins.
Yeah. But now, did you say both of their draft choices for Adrian Peterson
and our draft pick?
Yeah, and swap our draft pick.
That's interesting.
So we would go from number 11 to number 12.
Okay.
They get Adrian Peterson, and we get number 19.
Okay, I see. So 12 and 19.
I take 12 and 19. I'd take that deal, wouldn't you?
Oh, would I? Are you kidding? Of course I would. Absolutely.
Cleveland Browns.
You're
saying the Cleveland Browns wouldn't offer that because that's ludicrous.
Of course. Of course. I can't see that ever being the case. A good scenario for Cleveland, other than you get a heck of a running back.
Sure.
I don't know if you get quite the value or you know, you always sort of roll the dice with Adrian's health. He runs hard. He's aggressive. He's hurt himself several times running the way he runs.
But if there's a team that's dumb enough to do something like that, you'd think it'd be the Cleveland Browns. Obviously,
in theory. It does kind of fit Cleveland, and it does kind of, they have what we would want, certainly two number one draft choices, and just one slot behind us from 11 to 12 and then 19. So it's
perfect.
Yeah, that'd be unbelievable.
I like that. I mean, I don't think the Cleveland Browns are going to bite, but I think that's a good idea. And a definite talker, John. Thanks for calling. We appreciate that. Call back anytime.
I wonder what their money's like, too. I mean, to pick up, to acquire.
I think they could absorb that.
Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Picked up Cameron.
But only 2 years, $15 million. I thought it would have been.
I mean, Jordan Cameron. Jordan.
Yeah, would have been much larger. But Jack from Minneapolis wants to talk about your guy Percy Harvin, who you talked about possibly coming to the Green Bay Packers. You mentioned obviously what it would be like if you went to the Chicago Bears or the Detroit Lions. Jack from Minneapolis here on 105 The Ticket.
Hey guys, so Percy Harvin being everyone's favorite problem child, I believe he needs a structured and strong organization. You got to think, if he's going to have a viable rest of his career, he's got to go somewhere like the Steelers or New England. Green Bay, if he was smart, it'd be a good choice, and I am a Packer fan. But it's fun to think about. The Packers are already a team that does the design bubble screens. They put Cobb in the backfield. Think of Harvin and Cobb in the backfield together, running a little read option. But he needs a coach like a Tomlin or a McCarthy that is going to, you know, say, sit him down. This is our organization. This is a culture. And no one really gets out of line in those cultures. If they do, they're out. And obviously he's had that happen to him. But I believe if he's smart, it'd be a good fit. But knowing him and the rest of the teams there in the action, you're probably going to get Buffalo taking him over the smart choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting that really no one can put their finger on what's been the absolute problem with Percy Harvin everywhere he's gone. I mean, we had him the longest period of time. You know, it was the migraines and some heated moments on the practice field. Once with the head football coach, once after a game, well, a halftime of a football game with a head football coach. I think it was totally different than that though in Seattle. I have no idea what happened with the Jets, but it's Percy's really close to being out of the league, and I don't know how that's possible because he is that good. He's so good. It's hard to believe that he could be just someone that no one wants to take a chance on. But he's really put himself behind the eight ball a little bit, and to see that he could ever recover completely financially, a top dollar guy. I don't know. I just don't know. He had it right where he wanted it in Seattle.
He was possibly the on track to be the NFL MVP that year that Adrian Peterson rushed for 2,000 yards before Adrian Peterson really kind of got into his own stride coming back from that knee injury, catching passes from Christian Ponder, those little slants, those little drags over the middle, and then taking him to the house. He was unbelievable.
Incredible.
And then Adrian Peterson came back, stole the show, and I want to say Percy Harvin got injured or was pouting, one or the other.
Benched.
And was pouting.
Because he was pouting and because he threw a fit, I was told he was benched. He was put down.
Yeah, doesn't surprise
me. They told him to go nurse himself. He had a little injury. They used that as the excuse for him not being in games.
Oh, unbelievable. Jack from Minneapolis, thanks for calling. We'll love your calls at any time, 651-989-9105. We got to hit the road. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Wally Langfellow, Holly High School Basketball, Class 4A Semifinals. Last week, hockey tournament. This week, basketball tournament, State High School at 6 o'clock tonight. And we'll also air the championship, Class 4A, on Saturday night. We'll talk to Wally Langfield about that tomorrow. But just so you know, coming up, tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
And we're going to take our last break, and we'll come on back. And we got basketball tonight. We have a lot of basketball, so we're going to let you get to the Big Ten championship again, you people. We're going to do the sillier side of sports, though. Regardless, I'm going to give you a true superstar, and that's going to be it for us. Next.
Silly side.
He's 41.
I know he's 41. Normally, we do the sillier side of sports and the true superstar when we wrap up the show at 6:45. Tonight, however, State High School Basketball Tournament, Class 4A Semifinals, tips off in just 9 minutes with Wally Langfellow right here on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. But we got to get the silliness out of the way and get out of here.
That's what we do.
And then, of course, Big Ten Basketball all day tomorrow starting at 10:45 a.m. Big Ten Basketball Tournament right here on 105, The Ticket.
Go University of Minnesota.
Yeah. They play tonight at 7:55 ESPN2 against the Ohio State University. So kind of the big free agency news today, obviously, former Cowboy DeMarco Murray signs with the Philadelphia Eagles and what that means for the Minnesota Vikings and Adrian Peterson, which dominoes may fall where they may. Obviously, we'll be all over that. Brian Murphy from the Pioneer Press, Vikings beat writer for the St. Paul paper, will be in with us tomorrow as of 5 o'clock to recap what happened for the Minnesota Vikings and free agency.
He dresses really well as well.
Yeah, we call him the sharp-dressed man. But Cowboys fans in Dallas are burning DeMarco Murray's jersey this afternoon.
It is to LeBron James as well. I mean, that's what happens.
I get burning LeBron James' jersey when he moves from Cleveland. He's the hometown boy, done well, took you to multiple championships. Your team's going to be just awful if he leaves.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, Jerry Jones offered him basically nothing. He was the rushing leader this year. I mean, he deserved a big contract. He didn't even have a decent offer on the table by his Dallas Cowboys. So don't be screaming about how bad he is for finding a better place to light.
These Texans are idiots.
I mean, he made about $4 million a year more than what Jerry offered by going to Philly.
Makes no sense to me. Idiots. Sillier side of sports, Christian Laettner going through the ESPN car wash this week. That's what they call it. He's been all over the TV. He's got that new 30 for 30 documentary coming out that's entitled I Hate Christian Laettner.
That very accurately tagged.
The most common question during this week, why did people hate you? Why did the Fab Five hate you so much at Duke? Christian Laettner's response, quote, I was disappointed in that. That's not what life is about. Maybe someone told Jalen Rose, we want to make a provocative movie and start saying Laettner's a bitch. I don't appreciate it. It's something I'll never do. People criticize me for being tough on my teammates, but no one criticizes people who make a movie and call the other people bitches. Who can't do that? Anyone can do that, end quote. Christian Laettner, whatever you want to call him, one of the 10 greatest college basketball players of all time, played in 23 NCAA tournament games in 4 years, started in 4 Final Fours. Nobody's ever done that. The I Hate Christian Laettner 30 for 30 airs this weekend on ESPN. Also,
it's quite a team. Grant Hill, I think Bobby Hurley.
Yeah. You were a Minnesota Timberwolves season ticket holder.
I was.
While Christian Laettner was there.
I was, and that's when I gave him back.
Christian Laettner.
Laettner made me give my tickets back.
I hated him so badly. Hardwood Rob was telling me earlier today that Christian Laettner, while he was a Minnesota Timberwolf, went to his teammates and pointed at them and said, "You're a loser.
It's true.
You're a loser.
It's a true story.
You're a loser.
That's a true story.
You're a loser. I'm a winner."
Yeah. Okay. Well, you used to be at the college ranks. He didn't do too much in the pros. He bounced probably to 5 or 6 different teams, as I recall.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And Laettner was a great basketball. I mean, come on. He was a great college basketball player. He was on the first American Dream Team.
Yeah, I did not.
He was on the Dream Team.
He didn't belong there.
Well, no.
Played 4 years. Drafted him, I want to say, 3rd overall.
Okay.
Behind Shaq and Alonzo Mourning, by the way.
But he was absolutely a fabulous college basketball player.
I
can't think that was considered a bad choice, though.
I don't think any other choice. Obviously, you would have rather had Alonzo or Shaq, but had no other choice. Played 4 years for the Timberwolves, and in 96 to 99, moved to the Atlanta Hawks. 1 year with the Detroit Pistons. 1 year with the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years with the Washington Wizards. 1 year with the Miami Heat, retired in 2005. So played 13, 14 years in the NBA.
6 different teams.
Well, it's because everybody hated him.
I think you're right. I think they're coming out with a special, like a feature on him, called that.
He was an all-star the year after he left the Minnesota Timberwolves, 1997.
Who was that with?
That was with the Atlanta Hawks.
I wonder if Spud Webb was still there.
I wonder if
Dominique Wilkins was still hanging around.
I don't think so.
Probably not. I know one thing. He was not very well received in the locker room here. That was the report.
Well, when you're telling your teammates, "You're a loser, you're a loser, you're a loser."
That's pretty bad.
"You're a pansy ass, I'm a winner." That's not very nice.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be an interesting documentary to be able to see something like that. He's just flat out silly. That's why he made the Silly Side of Sports. What do we have? Look out! Breaking news!
NFL rumors. I'm going to try and find out where the source is coming from. Vikings trying to move Cordarrelle Patterson, according to the Sun Sentinel. Feel like wide receiver cannot learn the offense, according to the Sun Sentinel. Where is that from? Baltimore?
It sounds like
Sun Sentinel.
Like something out of Florida to me, but I don't know. Arizona, maybe.
Sun Sentinel.
Don't know.
Broward and Palm Beach counties.
Okay.
Florida.
All right.
According to the Sun Sentinel, the Vikings are trying to move Cordarrelle Patterson, which does not surprise me.
Me either.
They don't think that
because what a talent.
Running back can learn the offense.
Running back?
Wide receiver, whatever he is.
Oh, he's a return man. He's a pretty good return man is what he is. I don't think he has the right attitude about learning.
I don't think he cares.
I think he can learn, but he refuses to learn. It's not that he can't. It's just that he refuses to.
What do you think you could get for Cordarrelle Patterson? Anything?
Really, honestly.
A pack
not much. A pack of Chewy Chewbacca. I don't know, man. I don't think very much. I think that it's a failed experiment. It looked pretty darn good, though. I will say, that rookie campaign, none could figure out why this great, great, great athlete wasn't getting on the football field. They finally started using him at the end of the season. He was a huge surprise to everyone in the league. And so he took the league by storm, especially in the return game. He made the Pro Bowl that rookie year. And he lined up in the backfield, and he lined up everywhere, and they were throwing him the football, and they didn't have a good read on Cordarrelle. And he tore it up there at the end of the season in the snow against Baltimore.
And thought he was a big shot and turned into a powder
last
year.
Yeah, he
lost his job to Charles Johnson.
So anyway, I guess my answer is you probably couldn't get too much.
You can't imagine.
Because he's a hell of a return man.
We'll be all over that tomorrow, by the way. We got to get out of here because Wally Langfellow High School basketball class 4A semifinals tip off here in just 2 minutes. Right here on Sports Radio 105. The Ticket. Then join us tomorrow morning, 10:45, starts the Big Ten Tournament. Number one, Wisconsin will take on the winner of the Illinois-Michigan game. I'm not sure who that is. And then there's another game later on. And then throughout the evening as well, we'll play all the rest of the games. Big Ten Tournament right here all weekend, by the way. And the High School Men's Basketball Championship on Saturday. Superstar, love you like a brother. Hope you come back tomorrow. My life would be empty without you. Take us home.
Well, I feel the same way. Except having to come to work tomorrow. I'm just kidding. I'm funny. I'm just horsing around with you people. I'm not, though, right now. I'm going to give you the true superstar for the day. I've been doing this for a long time. It's my favorite part of the show. I have Marine Lance Corporal Jordan L. Krabat, 24 years of age from Frederick, Maryland. assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 8th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Died September 26th while supporting combat operations at Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan. Marine Lance Corporal Jordan L. Kravat is my true superstar. Just 24. Remember this brave, brave soldier, if you would, please, in your hearts and prayers. Thank you.
Sports Radio 105.